Welcome back to the Workspace Podcast. I am your host, Justin Moran. My guests this week are Melissa Peralta and Julia Morlino. They have teamed up to create Mood Food Events. These two are combining their love of curated entertainment and eating healthy to create community and private events to help people learn more about how to nourish their bodies and recharge their souls. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Thanks for joining me, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
This is the first time I've actually had two guests on the podcast. One of them happens to be a boomerang. Thank you, Melissa, for coming back.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we had a nice chat a few months ago, recorded an episode. So thanks for returning and bringing a friend.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So we spoke the other day. I was pretty intrigued about what you guys are up to. I think a lot about food. I think a lot about mental health and overall wellness. In the last few months, I've changed up my own diet a little bit to try to be a little bit more healthy. And I'm also a bit of a endurance athlete. So I think a lot about food because food is fuel when you're out on the road. And so I think it was real timely that you guys pinged me the other day to talk about what you're up to. So why don't you guys just take a few minutes and introduce yourselves and what you do professionally and what you're up to together as a partnership here?
Sure. Some of you might remember from the last podcast, I run Suddenly Simple Events, which is event planning, private chef, everything event company. And that has been going very well. And we've been kind of looking into different ways to put the Suddenly Simple touch on different types of events. So Julia Morlino, who's here with us today.
So I am a mental health counselor. I work for what was formerly South Shore Mental Health and is now Aspire Health Alliance. I work in the in-home therapy department and outreach department, working with counseling families and individuals within their homes. So a little bit of a unique format there. I also am the owner and sole proprietor of Mental Health Food, which is an individualized coaching and consult business that discusses the connection between mental health and foods that you can eat to support that.
Awesome. Let's explore that a little bit. Every day you don't think about what you're consuming and how that might be affecting your mental health. You're probably aware of what might be doing to your waistline if if you're paying attention. But on the mental health side, what is at the 30,000-foot level, what is that connection between food and mental health?
I think that if we're going to nail down probably the two biggest considerations for mental health and food, it's managing blood sugar and also bioindividuality. So number one, blood sugar, I think we're all sort of familiar with. We've all had that kind of blood sugar crash. You get hangry, then you start having changes in mood and behavior. And then we actually go on to make poor food choices that then propel the situation further into a negative space. The second consideration is bioindividuality, which is really that we need to look at a bunch of different factors to decide what is best for our bodies. Some of those factors are, for instance, our genetic predispositions or our ancestors. For instance, if you are of an Irish descent, perhaps avocados are not really something that is working with your body.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't know that, but I'm Irish and I hate avocados and I hate what they do to me. So,
case in point.
Right. Now I have an excuse to hate them.
Thank exactly. You. you know, and actually there's some studies and research pertaining to blood type and being able to tolerate different foods. And there's also kind of looking at pilgrimage and sort of where we've ended up. So for instance, we didn't eat tomatoes. If you were part of old New England settlers, we didn't eat tomatoes from 1600s when we settled in Plymouth throughout the mid-1800s because they're part of the deadly nightshade family and we believe they were poison. Perhaps if you're part of maybe the pilgrims, descendant of the pilgrims, tomatoes may not work for you either.
Interesting.
So kind of looking at different people and a lot of Asian or African cannot tolerate any dairy. So sort of looking at where you come from is a big indicator of what you should be eating. Then in our just lifestyle and daily life, managing blood sugar is huge in managing mood.
Okay. Very good. So you've brought together both of your core competencies to create an event series, if you will. Why don't you just take a few minutes and explain what you're up to?
Yes. So for the rest of us that aren't clinical experts such as Julia, what we're doing is trying to take everything she just said and make it really fun and easy to digest, no pun intended there. The idea behind these events is basically it's a class in a way, but It's a lot of things. It's a social gathering. It's about getting in touch with yourself. Bio-individuality is so important, but to somebody like me, who's not an expert, I don't necessarily think about it from that perspective. I just know how my body feels when I eat certain things. Mm. And the classes will help us figure out why our body responds to things the way that it does. And it's all going to be done in a very conversational setting. So it really came about as kind of the way that we are as friends and as family around the dinner table. And when we're sitting around the table and we're talking about what we're eating and how we're feeling and what's going on in our lives, mm-hmm. our conversations naturally kind of started to go towards this place of, well, what are we putting in our bodies? Why are we putting that in our bodies? What is our body trying to tell us? And by listening to those conversations, we were like, why isn't this something that other people can do? Why are the only options to make it clinical? Why does it have to be educational only? And of course, there are lots of classes that are fun, and there are lots of different communities that you can be a part of. But our thought was, not everyone has time to make a commitment, but what we can commit to is one great afternoon, especially when it's fun and it's kind of a social outing. It's something to do with your girlfriends or your boyfriends or whoever. And so you can get together. It's something social. It's something educational. It's something that you get a great value from. Even though it's a few hours that you're just kind of hanging out, you're eating food, you're doing some exercise, you're in a nice environment, then you're taking all that away. And Monday morning at 3 o'clock, when you feel like you're going to fall asleep at your desk, now you actually have some tools and some information and some access to your own body in a new way. And that's really what we're focused on. And then the fact that it's just in a fun, fabulous, suddenly simple event setting is just icing on the cake. I mean, and that's the thing too, is that, to be honest, I know that I should spend an hour a day exercising. I know that I should spend my Sunday afternoon at a yoga class. But oftentimes I end up spending Sunday afternoon having a really late brunch. And why can't we do both? Right. And that's what these events are about.
Okay. Why don't you go into a little bit more detail about the format of these of events that you're planning?
So there's going to be a few different formats. The way that everyone schedules different, their budgets are different, their lifestyles are different, and their goals are different. There will be different courses, different classes, different event models to suit those things. But the basic idea is that there's a private chef preparing all of your food. You have a hostess from Suddenly Simple Events there taking care of all of the service so that it's a fun, pampered experience. Then you'll have Julia there giving you some information about the delicious food that you're eating. And then the menu, and this is really where the mood food comes from, is that all of the menus are geared with certain health benefits in mind.
Okay.
So for instance, we're doing a soft opening in July, and that's going to be an invite-only event. And at that event, it's going to be just mood food will be our topic. Mm. And it's going to be focused on food that's going to make you feel good, just general good mood food. So the whole menu will be curated by Julia so that everything you're putting in your body that day is meant to increase your endorphins, to boost things that make your body feel good. And the chef will be there to prepare to make it delicious. And then Julia will be there to explain each dish as you're eating it, what you're putting in your body, what are the benefits of it. And then there's a master class with a specialist, somebody who does maybe yoga or meditation. And then you're basically fueling your body during the meal for this master class. And so now you're leaving at the end having fueled your body, you've nourished, and so we're gathering, we're nourishing, and we're recharging. Okay. And that's what the events are really about. And so there's going to be a few different ways that we go about accomplishing those things, but that's what we're doing at the events.
Very good. So if you're like me and you're running around all the time, 100 miles an hour with a family, with a business, or, you know, a burgeoning career, mm-hmm. you know, and you get that sort of 2 p.m., 3 p.m. sluggish feeling, maybe you can walk away from an event like this with some takeaways that will allow you to put in your body what your body needs in order to get through the day in a good mood and being productive.
And that's what these events, I think, are focused on, is that we all neglect ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
We push ourselves to the limits, and we don't give ourselves time to recharge. We don't even give ourselves time to nourish or gather. And so these are basic human needs that we have decided are just not priorities anymore.
Right.
And so we only have so many hours in the day. We only have so many hours on a weekend. And how are we going to figure out how to see our friends, how to feed ourselves, mind, body, and soul, and then still be back on track for Monday?
Yeah.
You know, it's great to think we could take a week-long retreat, but we're trying to fit all of that into just a couple hours.
And I suspect these are going to be practical tips on food, because who wants to be a part of the next fad?
Exactly.
Not that there's anything wrong with the Greek diet, but I'm not going to follow it. You know, but you know, if my options are limited, meaning I can eat what's across the street, how do I go across the street and choose the right things?
This is supposed to absolutely fit into everybody's daily life.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's more about the education behind it, sort of knowing that, for instance, some good mood foods are going to boost your serotonin and dopamine levels. So what are foods that have things in them that synthesize that production? Hmm. So those are going to be a variety of foods. And you may like some, you may not like some, maybe some don't even work for your bio-individuality. But there's going to be a plethora of them, and you kind of pick and choose what works for you, because these are tools that are customizable for the individual.
Right. Will you be able to give folks any advice on what to cut out? Is there going to be an opportunity to have some one-on-one discussions about how people are feeling and therefore give them some advice on what to cut out? I personally have cutting out foods that aren't working for me. Will you be able to help folks out with that?
Absolutely. I think that for a fully individualized session, that's why we have kind of mental health food to offer that individualized consult where I can really work with somebody one-on-one, completely tailored to what they need. Absolutely. I'm always open and willing to answer any questions that people have. And yeah, we will be talking about certain things that everybody should cut out, like refined and processed foods.
Well, another thing too is, as I mentioned, we're going to be doing these kind of custom events. So one of them might be gluten-free. Mm. So maybe we have a group of parents, or maybe it's just common food allergies where we get together. I know I have a few friends, you know, one child can't have gluten, one child can't do dairy, one kid can't do one thing. And, you know, and then they're on a certain lifestyle diet themselves. And how do you somehow work with all of that? So those are the kind of custom classes that, even if mental health food is doing the custom consultations and really the clinical side of things, the events can still be geared towards an individualized goal or topic for the group.
Very good. So I think going forward, mental health is going to play a greater role in society versus your physical health. I think we've got the physical health as a society. Not everyone nails it.
Everyone's aware of it, though.
Everyone's aware of it. We do a good job with it. But I think mental health is really going to come to the forefront. If you guys were to put together an event around mental health, what would that look like? How would that come together?
I mean, every event is focused around mental health. That's kind of the idea, is that, let's be honest, mental health isn't sexy. Parties are sexy. Our parties are fun and they're appealing. Nobody wants to focus on their mental health, but everyone needs to focus on their mental health. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people don't think about is that everything is tied into your mental health. What you're putting in your body, what you're doing with your body, and who you're surrounding your body with all affect your moods. And so these events are kind of curating an environment where we're feeding all of those things.
Right.
It's not a support group. You're not going to a therapy session to talk about your feelings and your mental health. And I think that's why people avoid addressing it, is that the setting in which we talk about these things is unappealing. You know, it's almost like a doctor's office. You go when you have to, but you avoid it at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to create an environment where you're getting this information that we really all need. Because even if you're not clinically depressed or really struggling with mental health, these are all parts of our well-being that need to be focused on. And by creating an environment where it's appealing and it's fun and it's multifunctional, like you're committing 3 hours just to focusing on your mental health. While you're focusing on your mental health, you're getting this great information, but you're hanging out with your friends, you're eating food, you put off making time for those things because they seem frivolous.
Yeah.
But they're really important, and they're especially important when you're able to then have some great takeaways from it aside, because I think we can all really relate to spending that Sunday with our friends and you walk away from it really feeling recharged and refreshed. And that's so valuable. And so then to be able to mix in some clinical information so that now you're not only walking away feeling great and refreshed, but you're walking away with tools to implement how to keep that feeling going after you leave the party.
There's so many of us that struggle with anxiety, for instance.
Especially when it comes to work.
Exactly. If you came away with a few tips to help with battling anxiety, you know, that would certainly be helpful. On the food side, how can you help address those kinds of concerns?
So on the food side, what I really like to start by leading with is that 70 to 80% of our immune system and our serotonin production is actually in our gut. So the more that we can feed our gut and make sure that foods are digesting properly in our gut, the more that we are actually going to support our serotonin and dopamine production in our brain, which regulate mood. And some popular anti-anxiety foods that help with that are bananas, figs, vinegar, and oats.
Really?
So those are all things that really support anti-anxiety within your diet. Another thing, too, is fermented foods, because fermented foods really support your gut function. So we've heard a lot about probiotics and maybe kombucha. Those are things that really help your gut function properly, which will help your serotonin production.
And another little part of what we'll focus on at the events and why it'll be so great to have the chef there is that using whole foods is really important. Eating something that has banana flavoring in it or a banana that's been processed and frozen and turned over 500 times, you're not getting the health benefits anymore. And same thing with oats, for example. Eating that instant oatmeal in the morning, it's not the worst choice you could make, but it's certainly not really what your body needs. But at these events, we're going to serve you these delicious dishes that show you how good it can taste when you eat whole foods. And then you also get some materials at the events that will tell you how to recreate those things at home.
I think that's the key. And I'll ask you right now, if I've got a great market across the street, Fresh Market here in Hingham.
I love that place.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I'm sure I'm making the wrong decision over there every day for lunch. So if I came away with a roadmap to eat a better lunch every day, I think it's going to make the rest of my day, the rest of my week that much better.
I love that you said that, a roadmap, because that's really what we want to provide. Is it's not a game plan. It's not a fitness routine. It's not some kind of diet that you have to commit to. It's just some rules for the road. It's figuring out how to best navigate your wellness. And it can be as simple as just making some little swaps where you might have gone for some, like, for example, when you go to the store and you buy things that are prepared, if you buy something that's prepared and it's flavored and it's sauced, making that little switch of just getting something that's not as flavorful and then adding stuff to it yourself. I do that all the time when I'm on the go, is I'll kind of buy something that's prepared, but then I'll get something that's super basic and then add to it. So like, for example, I get like takeout salads, but it's hard to get a takeout salad. Not every place has a salad bar, and not every place that sells a salad has a good salad that's really full of the nutritious things that you need. But I don't have time to like be cooking on the go sometimes, but I will go buy a salad that comes maybe with some vegetables on it. But then I'll go to the store and I'll buy an avocado and I'll just cut up the avocado and I'll throw it on my salad in the car. And it's like these little things that it's not that hard, but then it's like I'm getting that good fat in my body, whereas instead of just eating my garden salad or my garden salad with chicken or whatever it might be, I'm then getting that little extra layer of things that my body needs in my body to fuel my day. And we do this ridiculous thing where we go, I don't have 10 minutes to stop at the store to get that avocado, but I'm shaving 2 hours off the productivity of my day because I'm going to crash early because I didn't give my body the fuel that it needed when it needed it.
I struggle with that same thing. I do enjoy having a salad, but sometimes I just think about it and it's like, that doesn't sound great today. I need something with a little bit more whatever that's going to at least brighten my mood at that moment, but probably not doing the best thing for myself for the balance of the day.
Yeah.
Well, and that's something we'll even kind of focus on in sort of our educational piece is, hey, what is your body really telling you right now? You know, why are you craving something other than that salad? Or why are you craving a sugary thing? Or why are you craving a coffee? Or why are you craving McDonald's? Your body's trying to tell you something. And that is directly related to what your mind and your mental health is trying to tell you as well.
And that's part of what the events will focus on, too, is creating an environment where we can slow down and actually take the time to tune into our bodies, which is something that Americans don't do when we eat. As I just said, I'm like cutting up avocados in my car and shoving salad in my face as I'm driving. Your body can't even digest properly. It's not ready for the food. It's not ready to do what it needs to do.
Right.
Because you're telling your body, we're on the go. And your body is saying, well, I need to be at rest to digest properly.
Right.
And so you're sending conflicting messages.
We talk about mindfulness with mental health a lot, and we kind of talk about mindfulness of just in the moment, your environment, taking in your surroundings. But there's mindfulness with food too. For instance, how often are we really thinking about the taste that's in our mouth when we're chewing food? Very rarely we are, like Melissa just said, in our cars, on the go, not thinking about, in fact, what we are thinking about is where we need to be next. We don't even recognize that we stopped at a red light or a stop sign or where we are, let alone the food that we're putting in our body.
It's like a stream of consciousness.
Right. So that's all really important stuff. That's part of the whole reason why gathering is there with nourishing, because taking time to sit with people, chew your food and enjoy your food has less to do with even the food itself, but it will really fuel your entire mental well-being, your holistic wellness, just to sit and gather and enjoy yourself and be mindful.
That's a solid piece of advice because we all just get it down.
Well, and this is the thing. Everyone always says, why are French women so beautiful and thin? And why do they always look so healthy? And they can eat croissants. They can eat these delicious things because of the way that they do it. When you sit and you take the time, you feel so much more satisfied. You don't want that second cookie when you've really enjoyed that first cookie.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the idea behind these events, too, is that we need to create an environment where it slows everything down so that you can receive the information, you can receive the messages that your body is trying to send you. And that's how Europeans eat every day. They take the time to... Well, they prepare the food together. They put so much thought into the ingredients. There's love put into it. I think that anybody that loves to cook can say you do somehow get full by cooking,
yeah,
by just being with the food and tasting it just that little bit. Because when you're so focused on it, those rich flavors are so much more satisfying. And so you can go for that cream sauce. You can go for that buttery piece of bread. If you're really taking the time to enjoy it and make sure that it's the best possible quality.
And I want to jump in there too, because when we're eating so fast and we're not taking the time to enjoy it, we don't recognize when we're full. And
yeah,
then
right.
we overeat.
That's a problem.
It takes a good 15 minutes from the time that we swallow food
yeah.
for us to even register it in our stomach. So all that time of the 15 minutes, especially if you've gotten to a point of hunger where you're now in a completely low blood sugar, low mood, anxiety is creeping in, you are eating so fast at that point. And that's a biological response. Your body is so hungry that you're trying to feed it. And
yeah.
and then you actually will end up overeating. So just going back a little bit to mindfulness and also what you're to cut out.
Right.
I think it's also about the way we eat and less about saying you need one cookie instead of two. Maybe on that one day you do need two cookies, but just check in with yourself. Know when you're full and you'll be less likely to overeat.
Sounds like some awesome tips and tricks that people are going to come away with from these events. So how is it all going to come together? Tell us about your soft opening. I know you're going to have some invite-only events, but when is this going to be ready for prime time to people to be able to have an event at their home or have you guys host one for you?
So the website is currently up at moodfoodevents.com.
Moodfoodevents.com. Got
yes.
it.
And there are packages up there now, so you can kind of get a preview of what we'll be offering. Our soft opening is going to be in the middle of July, and then we're going to be having a launch party later in the month. And both are invite-only events, but the launch party, we are going to be inviting quite a few people. So if people are interested in attending, learning more about it, and really, you know, kind of getting in at the ground level with us, they can sign up for our mailing list. Hopefully we'll be able to get everyone on the guest list, but the space is limited. But we'd love to kind of get connected with people that are interested and start the conversation about what we're trying to do, because it's really a bigger thing. It's about community. This is all information that everyone needs, whether they can you know, take the time to attend the events. We still want people to just be promoting the message that we need to be focused on ourselves and that it's okay to slow down. You're not pampering yourself. You're nourishing yourself. It's like putting the gas mask on your face first. You can't save everyone else if you don't take care of yourself. And we live in a society that promotes us just ignoring our needs until we're depleted. And this is about stopping that.
Right. It's obviously going to be during the summer. It's going to be an outdoor event.
Yes.
Okay.
Our first event is actually going to be hosted outdoors. It's going to be in a beautiful garden. We're really going to focus on unplugging, because I think that that's another huge part of it. Is I know that when I sit down for a meal, almost every meal, I have my phone right next to me and I'm answering emails and I'm thinking about something else. And when you're in a setting that feels like where you work, which for a lot of us these days is in our homes, it's easy to get back into that routine. So we're really trying to create something special and unique that even though you're not going to someplace exotic or far away, we want you to really feel like you're someplace else and that you're able to go into this little bubble for a little while and come out feeling like you're ready to go and ready to take on the world again. A
couple of hours of escaping and coming away with some education, some good food, some maybe some new friends, and maybe a little exercise with some yoga.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
Yeah.
My kind of party.
Sounds all right. So moodfoodevents.com is the best way to learn more and to reach out to you too. Thanks so much for...
We're also on social media, on Instagram as well.
Okay.
Handle Mood Food Events.
Mood Food Events on the IG. All right. Very good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Melissa and Julia from Mood Food Events. If you enjoyed today's episode, please hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and most importantly, share with your friends. The Workspace Podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you have any interest in being a guest or podcasting itself, please don't hesitate to reach out. Email is the best way. info@workspacema.com. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you on the next one.